fantastic coincidence that Maharaj joined ISKCON in 1970, and Maharaj, this is Maharaj's 70th year with us on this planet. So, yes.
Seventeenth time here. How often have I been here? 17?
1954, it says. So, not yes, 70th yes. Time, so 70 years.
Yes. But I have decided to remain 40 years and stop my, you know, the Kumaras, they, so we can decide.
Hare Krishna. And I just want to have one important request. Please put your dearest friend on silent mode. So please also put your little children on silent mode and not on vibrator mode. Please ensure that we can all listen intently from Srila Maharaj. Isurana Sachinanam Swamaraj Ki Jai Jai Gaur Sitanath Premande.
Hare Krishna. Should we maybe introduce the class by Jai Radha Madhava? Yes? Sorry?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Good. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Kishala Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Thank you. Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. So, English, Samsta? You understand?
Yes.
Good. I will test you. Please let us offer our pranams together. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear devotees and dear friends, I was thinking, what shall I talk this evening to you? You have heard so many lectures on the Bhagavad Gita, on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Another lecture will just be another lecture. So I decided to speak about a subject matter that is very dear to my heart. It is Krishna's presence as the holy name. I have one friend who is very close also with our Rishi Kumar, Burijan Prabhu. And this year when I came and visited him, I saw on his altar a white stone. So I asked, is this a Balaram Shila? He said, no. He said, no, it's not. Is this a Shila from Vashana? No. Is this a Dwaraka Shila? No. Then what is this white stone on your altar? And he said, listen very carefully. This is a promise stone. A promise stone? You understand promise? I promise you. A promise stone? How do we say promise in Hindi? Yes. It's a promise by Krishna. And he explained, 4 days before Krishna left Vrindavan, he went for cow herding with his friends Shridam, Subal, Ujwala, Kinkini, all the cowherd boys, to place near Kamyavan. And there, all of a sudden, Sridham fired a question on him. Will you leave us, Gopal? This was 4 days before Akrura came and took Krishna on a chariot out of Vrindavan. So now Krishna had kept this as a secret. No one knew about it. How could Sridham ask such a question? Will you leave us? Well, a few days before, Krishna had been in Dangati and he had stopped the beautiful gopis who were carrying yogurt to sell in Mathura on the market. And he had said, give me your yogurt. And when the gopis had ignored him, he had taken his stick and broken one of the yogurt pots so that the yogurt flowed out. When the gopis saw this, they had severely chastised him. Is this how you show your strength? You are waiting in ambush at the Dangati, and then you attack helpless ladies who bring their milk products to the market. Is this how you show strength? If you have any strength, then go to Mathura and fight with the wrestlers of Kamsa. So Krishna had become very serious and he said, soon I will go to Mathura, O beautiful gopis, and then I will never return to Vrindavan. I will soon fight with the restless. I will remove Kamsa from his throne, but I will not return to Vrindavan. The gopis were shocked. They said, Gopal, don't talk like this. Don't use these cruel words. I will leave Vrindavan. You can have all our milk products for free. We will give them to you, but don't leave. Don't talk of leaving us. What to speak of leaving us? So this somehow must have come into the ear of Sridham, so that now he was asking, will you leave us? And Krishna got down. Krishna was herding the cows, but he touched with his hand a rock. It was like a white stone, a white rock. And he said, I am now taking an oath, a vrata, a vow. My vrata is that I will never leave my devotees. On the strength that I am Nanda Baba's son, I'm saying I will not leave you. On the strength that I am herding these 900,000 cows of my father's herd, I'm declaring I will never leave you, and I will never leave those who search for me. So Burijan said, this stone is from this rock where Krishna placed his hand and made his vow. I will never leave Vrindavan. I will never leave the Brajavasis. I will never leave those who sincerely search for me. It's the promise stone. I think we should all go to this place. When you come to Vrindavan, you can ask Good Brijbasi is where this place is. We passed it. It's on the way from Govardhan to Kamyavan, but we didn't have time to go inside. So we needed to be at Kamyavan at a certain time, but it's on the way. You go of Govardhan, Kamyavan, and then before you reach Kamyavan, perhaps 15 kilometers before, you go left, and there's this rock where Krishna said, I promise, I will never break this promise because I swear on the name of Nanda Baba, yes, and the cows, yes. How can Krishna break such a promise? Now, my dear devotees, I want to ask the question. How will Krishna be together with you? You are daily volas. You live in Delhi. How can you feel the presence of Krishna in your life? I'm asking you a question. In Krishna's name, do you feel that? No. Okay, so here is a theory, a belief. Mm-hmm. By Krishna's name, we can feel Krishna's presence. Krishna's deity form. Krishna Pusha. In the association of devotees. Now you have all given answers. Do you feel Krishna? Do you see him in these things? Oh. So you believe in some theory that has never realized, that you have not realized. What kind of people are you? I think this is the most difficult question in our life. We have a philosophy, we have great acharyas who have realized this philosophy. And there are wonderful examples of great devotees who inspire us, but we ourselves are poor. We have not realized. You must know, yes, Krishna appears in the form of the holy name. He's there. He is known as Mantra Murti. Mantra, you know, and Murti means a form, a presence. But there are two ways in which you can chant the holy name. One is you can chant what is called Namakshara, the letters of the holy name, Hare Krishna. But you can also chant in such a way that you feel Krishna's presence in your heart. And that makes all the difference, my dear devotees. Now I have some notes and I would like to read to you from these notes on this subject matter. There is the alphabetic sound H-A-R-E-H-A-R-E. But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati says this is not divine sound. This mere physical sound is not the holy name of Krishna. He calls this mayik sound. There's no spiritual essence in it. The life of the name is absent when there is a certain chanting that is only lip deep, lip, and not heart deep. Only when you have an intense spirit of doing service and you chant in a very humble and longing way, oh Krishna, so many long years in the material world, I feel totally separate from you. Oh Krishna, today I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. When you chant in this spirit, in this service spirit, my dear devotees, then all of a sudden Krishna appears. It's a little bit, Lochan Das Thakur gives the example of a yajna. In old times, in yajna, when the mantras were chanted very perfectly, then a yajna purusha would appear out of the fire and he would give, for instance, a sweet rice to the persons who had ordered the yajna to take place. And then, for instance, the lady would take the sweet rice, and then after some time she became pregnant, when before that she was unable to have a child. No? These narrations are there in the ninth canto, for instance, and so on. This is a very known thing. When you do a perfect yajna, at the end the yajna purusha comes and he gives certain blessings. I have seen in many ISKCON yajnas, devotees took photos, and when they took a photo, at a certain moment you could see a form in the fire, which was either Krishna form or any other form. I have even seen a photo of a yajna where the priest was offering a zari. There was some subtle form coming out of the yajna. She was dressed in a zari, was a goddess Saraswati or something. So mantramurti, a form, a divine spiritual form, can appear in a yajna. So Lochan Das Thakur has said, when we chant, we do a nam yajna, and we pour with our tongue the ghee of the holy name in the nam yajna, and then when the ghee of the holy name is poured into the heart, Krishna appears like this. Have you experienced that? See, it's nice that you applaud, but this is Krishna consciousness, not some nice story. It is meant to be experienced, not to see. So the holy name will not appear in your heart. The mantra murti will not appear in the heart when you turn your face away from Krishna, when you are not present and you do aparad. Today during the kirtan I saw many who were in the kirtan were on their mobile telephones, And I was thinking, you know, hey, we are doing kirtan. We all worship Krishna. Now it's not the time to go on Amazonas and order a new warm hat for the winter. This has to be done in a different time. So when we turn away like this from Krishna while we chant, Krishna will not appear to us. The name will not appear when there is offensive chanting, when there is only lip deep chanting but not heart deep chanting. Then for us this holy name is a material sound and not a nam avatar, that is, Krishna will not come down as an avatar in our heart. So what you can do to attract Krishna? Is this a good subject? When you chant, what can you do that Krishna will really be present in the holy name? Well, one thing is you can chant in the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself who has come to teach us how to do our sadhana. Prabhupada said, it's Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami who actually says this, when the teacher sees that the student cannot directly understand, he himself goes on the blackboard and he writes down A, B, C, like a student himself. No? He teaches us by his example. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example in chanting is like the golden road for all devotees of Krishna who want to experience Krishna in the form of his holy name. We have to follow that road of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which he has given, and his particular mode of chanting is in the mode of longing for Krishna. Sanatana Goswami describes this longing. He gives the example of a chatak bird. The chatak bird, he is only drinking water from the cloud. He's not drinking water even from the Ganga River, what to speak of a pond or something. So all year the chatak bird is very thirsty because the clouds come only in the monsoon time. I mean, normally, today there are also clouds coming in Delhi. Very nice. But normally the clouds come in great quantity in the monsoon time. So the poor bird has been thirsty one whole year, and he sees the cloud and goes, oh, Jalde, he screams. Jalde means give water, give water, give water. The cloud rains down and he flies up and he is so happy and drinks the rain water of the cloud. So a devotee is like this. He turns away from this world and calls for Krishna. Oh Krishna, I am your servant. I am your lost servant. I have come into this world and I've lost my way. Please Krishna, accept me. There's a beautiful shloka in Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi. It's describing that the devotee sits on a path in Vrindavan and is chanting, oh Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. I am sitting on a path in Vrindavan. I am waiting that you come by here and go to meet your Krishna. Please, Radhe, take me along with you as you meet Krishna. I am your Atithi guest, your unannounced guest. You cannot reject me. You have to take care of me. Please. So this is how a devotee he longs, he is alive with genuine feelings, my dear devotees. No, he wants to be close to Krishna, he wants to serve Krishna, he wants to please Krishna, and therefore he is calling out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. He's not chanting mechanical, he's not chanting out of habit, he chants out of longing. This is the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he gives this bird example, no? The other thing is that when you sit down to chant, my dear everyone, you can sit down to chant, and at least I often do this. Okay, now it's time to chant my rounds. Who of you is initiated here and chants 16 rounds, at least in theory? Not so many. Not so many. Do you chant japa? Everyone chants, but not everyone is initiated, no? I sometimes, when I sit down, I have this vow to chant a minimum of 16 rounds a day. So I have gone late to bed, I had to get up early, and have taken a shower, and now I'm sitting down. Ooh, my mind is all over the place. And I think, I have now so many, 1.5 hours time. I have to just somehow get a good number of rounds done. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Oh, it goes so slow, what is wrong today? Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. And oh, then I have to do this, then I have to collect $9 million for this new project. Oh, how, from where will this come? $9 million, $9 million, $9 million. Oh, terrible. Krishna, Krishna. And I'm so hungry. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I'm so sleepy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I don't like what happened here. Krishna, Krishna. This is what I do, and this is not good. So when I chant, I have to learn one thing, my dear devotees. I have to connect with that part in me that only wants Krishna, not that part which wants $9 million, not that part which wants to sleep, not that part which wants to buy a new jacket, this very old, useless jacket, you know, not the part which is not liking something. I have to look for that part in me who told me, become a devotee, serve Krishna, surrender your life. And I have to connect with this and then chant with from that part. And sometimes this part is hiding. So, therefore, when you sit down, the second rule is you must find your sincere spirit, your real self, which only wants Krishna, which knows without Krishna I will not be satisfied by anything which is available in this world. And then, while you chant, keep the spirit that you are calling for Krishna. There is one ashram at Govindakund. It's a very peaceful ashram. It's very nice to chant there. There is also the tree under which Madhavendra Puri chanted. Very nice place. But this ashram has very high walls and a very thick iron door. So when you want to come into this ashram, you have to call the caretaker of the ashram. His name is Deen Bandhu. So you have to knock at the door. Deen Bandhu, Deen Bandhu, please let me in, let me in, let me in. Sometimes it takes quite some time because Deen Bandhu is just milking the cows and he cannot leave Kalindi. Kalindi is the cow which has a lot of temperament, you know, and when she is left in the midst of milking, she just kicks the bucket and the milk goes down. So you have to call Deen Bandhu, Deen Bandhu. So in the same way, when you chant, you should remember to call for Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, please, please accept me. Please save me, Krishna. So this is a little bit what I wanted to tell you. Then the mantra becomes full. Then the yajna becomes complete. Then Krishna appears in your heart. When you chant in a spirit of longing, someone said longing, wonderful. When you chant in a humble spirit and where you connect with that sincere part in you, not the part which is having so many, you know, who has many plans and so on. And finally, keep the spirit of attentive calling for Krishna. This is a little bit on chanting the divine sound, because when we chant, my dear devotees, Krishna is only attracted when you chant with a loving spirit. Krishna is not attracted by many quantity, by much quantity. Once Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that some devotees say that increase your quantity and then hopefully the quality will come. But he said this is not correct. One should chant with a feeling of genuine affection towards Krishna. Then Krishna will come in the form of his holy name. My dear devotees, I come once a year here to Delhi. I do not come very often. And I'm thinking, of course, what can I give to you so that you leave this auditorium with something in your hands. And my sincere request to all of you is, please, we don't have to look for Krishna in many places. He is there in the as a mantra murti, in the form of his holy name. But we have to learn to chant not the namak, the alphabetic name, only the sound, but we have to chant in the proper spirit, the spirit of longing, the spirit of humility and sincerity, and the spirit of attentively calling his name. Like we call Deen Bandhu, Deen Bandhu, we call Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then only the holy name is there. Once Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur went with his son Bhaktisiddhanta. At that time he was known as Bimal Prasad. He went to a town called Kulina. I forgot exactly what is in Kulina. Does someone remember? It's, I think, one associate of Mahaprabhu lived there. It's a place of pilgrimage in the Navadvip area. Someone said? I cannot. What? Satyaraj. Khan is there, yes. Yes, actually, and then several associates. But Satyaraj was there. He said, thank you, yes. Yes, you have remembered correctly. Now I know many other associates. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to see the Sripads, that is the places where these great associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were. But he arrived late in the night and needed to find a place where he could sleep with his son. So at the edge of the village, there was this temple, and a pujari came and said, please come and stay for the night here in the temple. The pujari looked very different from other pujaris, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his son needed a place. The sun was getting down and they got some quarters. And then in the night, it was about 12 o'clock, they heard some sound. Who, what? What, who? And then they saw a ghost. And the ghost had some iron chains, and was walking over the ground, making this. Then the ghost started to throw stones at them. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur got up from his bed and went, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, chanted the mantra. Yeah, I know you know the mantra. The ghost looked and made heavy sounds and was so frightening. Oh, have you seen ghosts? No, never? Go to Kulina. I have seen many ghosts. In Vrindavan I saw this time many ghosts. There are many people who were going there but who made many great mistakes and were born as ghosts. You can see them. Anyways, so the Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanted, and then in the morning he looked for the pujari, but he was not there. No pujari. Then he went with his son into the village. The villager said, where have you slept? In the temple guest house. And there was a little hut, not a guest house. Oh, said the villagers, did something happen in the night? Yes, said Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there was a ghost. He was attacking us and throwing stones at us. Who is he? Well, the villager says, oh, you don't know? That temple is ghostly haunted. The pujari who lived in that temple before, he chanted the whole day the Hare Krishna mantra. Really? Said Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yes, but he was so harsh and so bad towards the devotees that he became a ghost. And he gives trouble to anyone who comes in the night to this place. We never go there. He's dangerous. Oh, really? Said Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I chanted, and at one stage the ghost said thank you and disappeared. Oh, you are Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yes, you are pure devotee. You have chanted the proper holy name. You have not chanted the shadow name, the alphabetic name. And you have delivered the ghost. My dear devotees, from this you can see that yes, you can chant and chant, but if you are not chanting in the proper way and the opposite way, you chant full of aparadhas, then Krishna is not coming. Like this pujari, he chanted the whole day, but he was very quarrelsome and attacked devotees. It was really not proper, no? Chanting and chanting are two different things. It must be done in the proper way, and then Krishna is present, and therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, it's not that we should chant necessarily such a huge quantity, but we should chant we should chant with genuine devotional feelings. This is known as Samyukta Sneha Naam, the Naam that is connected with some Sneha, some feelings, devotional feelings. If you just chant Kaivalya Naam, then you will be, this just chanting mechanically, then you will be saved from hell, says Jiva Goswami. But if you can chant the name with some affection, then, my dear devotees, Krishna will make you his associate in the spiritual world. And while you chant here, Krishna will manifest himself in your heart. It's not a big quantity which is necessary, but it is chanting the name with genuine feelings. And as we heard, the genuine feelings means just to go to Krishna and chant with a longing. Longing, we understand longing. What is longing? Desire to be with Krishna, longing. What is longing in Hindi? Lolupta. Lolupta. Yes?
Lolyam.
Lolyam. Hindi, lolyam? Yes. Oh, Krishna, please, I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death called Delhi. Samsara, very samsaric town. Oh, Krishna. There are so many unfavorable circumstances in my life. Once Prabhupada said, was asked, who's the greatest enemy of the devotee? Do you know what he said? He said, he himself is his own worstest enemy. Hare Krishna. So I'm in unfavorable circumstances. My dear Krishna, I cannot concentrate on you. I cannot relish the holy name with devotional feelings. Please help me. And then when Krishna sees this humble longing which Mahaprabhu taught us, oh, then he comes running. Oh, my dear devotee, you need my help. My dear devotee, here I'm now in your heart and you feel some genuine taste. You don't want to stop. My dear devotees, my practical tip is, every one of you who observes this class or is in this class, please make some time in your life where you can chant one round, two rounds, three rounds, and of course those who are initiated, 16 rounds, with some genuine devotional feelings. Sit down in your and then start and chant properly. In Vrindavan, I was going to one temple, and then Aarti time came, and there was a whole Aarti, bing bing boom boom bing bing boom boom bing bing boom 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 boom. I thought, wow, there's so many devotees in this temple, they make this sound. And then I came close, you know, to the altar, and I saw an Artic machine. Artic machine, you must have seen, no? It is metal arms, a metal a drum, boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. I thought, the machine is not as good as a devotee, you know. The machine has no devotion. It has only some electricity inside. But I can understand it's perhaps better than nothing. But mechanic chanting is like this also. There's no devotion. Krishna cannot really enjoy and relish. So this devotion comes easily when we are chanting in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, here, take Krishna, come on, come on. He gives us love for Krishna teaching us how to chant the holy name. Hare Krishna. What do you think? Should we chant for 3 minutes? Yeah? So I request you to sit straight now. Let us. The problem. This, by the way, is Gaur Krishna. He is very famous on YouTube. And Kishore Gopal is also there. Also famous in Alachua. Yes. So I will guide you into the chanting. Is that all right? Please sit straight. Let us tonality. Yes. I would like to request you to take a few deep breaths. Those who have taken notes or have ordered on Amazon new things while the lecture was going on, please put your phones aside and on silent mode. We will now try to apply what we have heard so far. We will first connect with that sincere part in us. A prayer may help us, a prayer, my dear Lord Krishna, for so much time I have not been turning to you sincerely. I was so busy with my life. But now, today, I will chant with the devotees your sacred holy name. And I beg you, please accept me. And as we chant, we try to be present with each holy name. We try to chant each holy name with our voice, with our full mind, and with some devotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hey.
All of us fall, please. You might like to fold your hands and let us sing one last time together. And let us remember it's the Spirit that makes the Lord appear, the Spirit of devotion and longing. Please let us sing now. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. You were chanting very nicely, I must say, very nicely. The summary of this class is Krishna gave this promise, and my friend, I was thinking about it when my friend showed me the promise stone. I will never leave, he said. I will never leave the land of Vrindavan. I will never leave the Brajavasis, and I will also never leave those who search sincerely for me. I swear this on the fact that I am Nanda Baba's son and the cowherd of these 900,000 cows. This promise stone reminded us that in this Kali Yuga, the most merciful avatar is the Naam avatar, the name, but we could miss the whole point, like the Pujari did, you remember, of that ghostly haunted temple. He had chanted all day, but he had not done it in the proper way. The proper way is to avoid something and to do something. What should we avoid? Yes, someone said aparadas, offenses against the name and the devotees of the Lord. And what should we do? We should chant in a certain spirit, remember the spirit. Yes, lolyam, yes. Lolyam, is it a Hindi word, if I may ask? Yeah, not just Sanskrit word? Sanskrit, but we understand. Lulupta was a name, no? But Lalasa, well, these are all Sanskrit words. You know, with longing, with sincere desire, my Lord, like Lord Chaitanya says, I have fallen in this ocean of samsara. Please pick me up, take me, bring me to your lotus feet. In practice, this could mean, please listen one more time very attentively, and then we will end this class. In practice, it means when you sit down in the morning to do your japa, or when you come to the kirtan, then you should first collect your mind. It's called mana samharanam. Collect it, bring it together, bring it away from the busyness of your life, and call out in a mood of longing, my Lord, please take me. This requires some sincerity and humility. And then throughout the chanting, try to remain or retain your attentiveness to the practice. No? Good. I'll watch the time. It's 9:03. Yes. And I'm sure that many of you need to still navigate the difficult traffic of Delhi and come home. I thank you that you stayed so long. I hope you have not missed your buses or public transportation. I will not take questions at this time because it's a little late. And please, I have something very important to do. I will not be able to sit here for 1 hour and sign many books. It's simply not possible. But the books are even better if I don't sign them. So I can stay here for 10 minutes, but then I have to go. Yes? So thank you very much. I wish you all the best, and I'm sorry we only see each other every year one time. That is not long. That is not enough. If you want, we have a very nice retreat center. I have seen Rishi Kumar and one other devotee from Delhi,
Rukmini Krishna.
They were very. I think you got something, no? And there will be a nice retreat with Gauranga Darshan, and Bhujambabu will briefly appear. He will be there in that time, and I will also do in February. It's called Sharanagati, moving towards our ultimate shelter. Very nice. It's Bhagavatam and holy name combination. You will see it. It will be in your media. Good. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Radha Pada Sharati ki jai. Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Go Premanandi.
Sri Sri Mansajanandam Swami Guru Arad ki jai.